Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yeah, what's up? What?
Sorry. Why do you always do this?
I don't know, because I feel like it needs to be like hyper. Okay, go, Tom, you're our guest. Go and give us a little hype in.
Be our hype man.
Walk on.
Okay, hold on. Okay, take something from your stand-up in Edinburgh. You walk on stage and you straight away say that. Go.
What I would say when I walk on stage.
Yeah, just give your show away.
Yeah. Just do an hour of stand-up.
Yeah. That'll fill the time, won't it? Yeah.
I normally say, good evening, thank you for coming, you all look lovely. What's your name, sir? That's a nice shirt.
Oh, really?
That's nice. Quite a good.
Did your wife buy that for you?
What? So the guy...
Where are you from? Kent. What did you call me?
Yeah, I like that. I like that
sort of thing.
Classic.
Or the other one is, where are you from? Surrey. What do you mean you're sorry? Isn't that...
That's
okay.
That's my joke. No need to apologise.
Oh, okay. Well, you still, hey, we're still...
The good thing to do, if someone heckles you, you can use this at your live shows.
I'm going to do it. We're going to do that right now. Hold on, here we go.
Because they will be heckling. Actually.
All right, here we go.
I imagine you'll get a lot of heckles. Yeah.
So I'm going to do it to you, ready?
Especially in Corby.
Oi, Lucy, you idiot, you fucking wanker.
Dad?
But if he's in prison, it doesn't work.
Yeah, he's in prison. If someone shouts, you're shit, Jamie. Dad?
Yeah.
Like that. Instant.
Yeah. Oh, instant gag. Yeah, hello, that's everyone. Good. Welcome to
What?
Sorry. Part two of Private Parts.
Welcome to Private Lang at your service.
Private Lang.
Yeah, Corporal.
Lance Corporal Bull.
Lance Corporal Bull.
And
Cadet Lucy. That's one below private.
Cadet Lucy. Oh my God. Hey, but we have to talk about Tom, because you are a stand-up comic. You have been doing that. Like, you've been doing it since you were 16 years old, which is freaking young to be doing that. And also, I think this is probably the boring old question that you probably get, but it's interesting to know. What kind of got you into it? Like, because it's one thing, you know, 16 years old, I was into...
The checks, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, the dough, the dough.
The sweet moolah.
Sweet dollar.
sweet dollar.
Paid in dollars.
You get paid in dollars. The old school dollars. Ah, give me a dime. But it's true. At 16 years old, I was this kid who was, I was pretty insecure. I quite like entertaining, but I probably wouldn't put, because comedy is you're putting yourself out. You're not stealing material, you're doing your own material. And that's pretty intense.
Some comedians steal material.
Officially, I'm doing material. Yeah.
But what was that moment where you're like, fuck it, I'm going to give it a go?
I don't know. I always wanted to do it. So it was never like a big, I'm going to try it. I always was going to...
Planning on it. You were writing jokes. But when did you start
that
writing?
That sounds mental, doesn't it? When
it did sounds you start... absolutely mental that like 9 years old, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian one day.
It's like a film.
Don't know why you're Southern as well.
Yeah, it's like a film. You'll all see.
goes around the, what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be an astronaut. Just what do you want to be? Like I want to be a comic.
Applause in my
Your dad's trying to get dad's trying to get you to join the army. I want to be a comedian. I want to make people laugh. Not
like a young James Brown. Yeah. You'll never do it. I have to do it.
I know I'm funny. I'm gonna make them. I could see them cheering me.
It's like a film trailer.
So so
my life was like that.
So wait, so you must have had like heroes of yours then growing up.
Yeah, I was always really into like Billy Connolly and Lee Evans and those they were the two main ones.
What about sweaty? What about Eddie Izzard?
Sweaty people, yeah.
I freaking loved Eddie Izzard when I was
Did you? Good.
Oh my god! But I remember he was the first. I think because I didn't understand what stand up comedy was until I must have been about
27.
It's been about 15.
What you were like? What is that? What are they doing?
What's that man doing?
What is he doing?
Sit down, mate.
I didn't get it. And then Eddie Izzard. Eddie Izzard. He did this one called Dressed to Kill, or something like that, and it was, he did a show all about Greek mythology and things like that, and he talked about
That was up your street. So
I remember the joke very well. He talked about Achilles and he talked about how the fuck I didn't even swear how he used to put, he said if I was Achilles I'd just put my heel in cement and just walk around the place, which I found said I'll put my heel in cement and put it on a skateboard and just go around killing people, which I thought was really funny.
That show. Have you seen him live, Eddie Izzard?
No, I've never seen him live.
Is he good?
Yeah, he did a 3-month residency in the West End like last year. He should have gone.
but is he? Because I think
not that big a fan, are you?
No, I know. I just quite liked when I was younger. But the but I always think with comedians, it always happens that it's almost like. Do comedians continue to talk? From all the old comedians that I know, they kind of go like, you know what? I'm kind of done with this after a while. But why does that happen?
I think it's. I don't know, really. I think it's quite...
is it draining and lonely?
Physically, like, tiring to tour.
What, the army or...?
Yeah, the Brecon Beacons tour.
Yeah, so Eddie Izzard gave up and ran, like, 20 marathons.
Yeah. He's maybe a
bad... That wasn't very funny.
Maybe a bad example.
I don't get it, Eddie.
You did 42
Where's
marathons.
Where's the punchline?
You prefer the old stuff, Eddie.
He did 42 marathons in 50 days.
Yeah.
And when he first tried to do it, he got to something like 18 marathons or 20 marathons or something like that. And he then started to pee brown liquid, which was his
liver. I imagine
liver.
He probably did, because it's not healthy.
It was his liver or a liver or whatever is going into his blood, because it was so much trauma within him that he was...
Why was he doing that?
Because he's a freak. Because he's
for
like,
a joke.
Yeah, because he's
for
just...
a laugh.
For a laugh. But what
then he became all political, right?
Well, I don't think it's so much that.
Wasn't it something to do with Nelson Mandela?
I think it was probably to do with Nelson Mandela, but also it was just more... And he was running with those two flags. And if you saw him, like, halfway across, he was actually, like, a broken man after, like, the third. He, like, you were like, just stop. I mean...
Someone should just go over them, put a blanket around him and go, just relax, Eddie, it's fine.
No one
honestly,
asked
it's
you
okay.
to do this.
Have a sit down, it's fine. Everything's going to be all right.
But what was...
Do you ever feel like when you watch, when you ever see, like, Theresa May on the news, do you ever... Yeah. I always just want to go over to her and just go, it's okay. Just to put give her a hug and go, it's going to be all right.
Just put a blanket around her.
She just looks terrified the whole time.
She looks like she's being like...
I want to take her into a room with a blanket and go, it's all right.
She looks like she's being waterboarded backstage.
Come on. Let's get you back. Come on.
Oh, you're tired. Yeah. You're tired.
She's just petrified the whole time.
But tell me, what was that moment? What was that moment? So you're 16 years old and you then go and do your first gig. Where was it? What happened?
The way I started was that I used to do gigs at my school.
Oh, really?
Which makes me sound like
it's
the worst.
It's not that weird because then you were 16, I guess.
Yeah, but because you thought
I'm better than this. Yeah. I should be doing the circuit. I'm better than this.
We had a thing at my school where, like, every Friday during the afternoon, we had like a gig and then people could get up and perform.
I did that.
A lunchtime gig, we called it.
I was
like
in a Rolling Stones tribute band.
Wait, hang on. You used to do
Charlie Watts. Were you Charlie Watt?
No, I was
Mick.
I was Mick.
You were Mick.
Yeah.
But wait, hang on.
But I forgot all the lyrics.
But why? You
like
had
Mick
this
now.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He just starts around going blah blah blah. He doesn't really know what's going on.
Come on, Wembley. You know the words to this one. Yeah, we did, Mick, but it was £150 to get in, mate. Any chance you could sing it?
You know the words to this one.
You know
sing
this
it.
One.
Sing it.
Yeah, we do. You do as well, mate.
But what was so weird, that was how you first started gigging. And then when was your first one in front of an audience that you
So then
that?
I would go when I was 16, and then go and do pubs around London. So there's like, I don't know how many, but there's like hundreds of open mic gigs around London, and you can just go and just do whatever you want.
But what's your material at 16?
Well, I don't really remember. It was...
And did you were let into the pub at 16 on the promotion?
Sometimes I had, sometimes comedy. I had to pretend I was older.
Oh, really?
It's like I had a fake ID. I'm a legend.
And then, and you used to just go and just do it and stand up there and just go and do the whole
thing. Yeah, and I remember it went okay. Like, because I used to talk about being, I didn't pretend I was older. I used to just talk about being 16.
Yeah, yeah.
And I talk about like teachers I had or girls or just normal 16 year old stuff. And people used to quite like it because I wasn't trying to be older.
Nostalgic.
Or, maybe it was just probably a lot of sympathy laughter.
But I think that like that.
Hey, any laughter's laughter.
But that humor is like that is mature humor. Because when we're like 16 years old, we're kind of funny to each other, but not to like adults, right?
Well, it's actually crafting a joke, right? Which is
I wasn't doing that when I was 16.
You weren't.
I wasn't. You know, nobody starts stand up being good. Everyone has like at least sort of 2 years.
Check out the Edinburgh Fringe private parts.
There are a few examples of people who are naturally incredible.
Book your tickets now.
But most people, you know, it's like anything. You're just bad for a few. But stand up, there's something about stand up where you're not just bad. You're really bad for about 2 years.
But I guess it's like you have to get better because it's so shaming and
you just keep
soul destroying when you actually tank, right?
But it's a good. I think it's a good thing because it sort of makes you. If you can get through those 2 years of just dying at every gig,
But also, your big fan was Lee Evans, did you like throw water on yourself before you came on? So you came on like sweaty, like, oh, I'm Lee Evans.
Yeah, suits. Yeah, suits. Exactly the same
in
as
your
Lee
Evans. Dad's suits.
Doing Lee Evans material. Yeah, the first 2 years were tough.
Was it all original material in those days?
In those days, 2012. Yeah. Back in 12. I remember 2012. It was a different time.
But it must have.
No, you have to do your own stuff. Yeah. There's like a.
Have you ever caught anyone doing other people?
Yeah, but because comedy is such a small industry, everybody knows everyone. Yeah. I was just saying that if you steal material, you know.
But surely there are some instances where two people actually come up with the same joke.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You happened to use the second time, or you were the first person?
I can't remember.
But then did you hear it and go, oh, that's mine?
I watched someone perform and went, I should do that joke. Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah,
and then I did it, and then they said, that's my joke. And I went, oh, we've had the same idea. It's funny, isn't it? Your dad was a rabbi too. That's mental, isn't it? I think that's what happened. Yeah.
But so what happened in that instance? Was it bad?
No. If you've genuinely both come up with the same idea, then I guess you just agree. One of you agrees not to do it. Whoever's got the better joke, whoever's more famous,
how do you decide or agree that you had you?
Well,
you
normally,
came up
hopefully,
with it
well, ideally, you'd be mates with them, so it wouldn't be an issue. It's happened with a couple of my mates, and you just sort of. Laugh about it, and then you go, oh, I won't do that anymore, it's fine.
And then slyly on the sly, you just do because you
and
know
then I just do it anyway.
You just do
the other
it
day
anyway.
I did an audition for this thing and I was on with a comedian
what was an audition for?
Game of Thrones. No, I did an audition for a stand-up TV thing, so I should be clinking that.
I know,
it's not a bad thing to do on a podcast. Yeah. I had an audition for it.
Just pick out some taverns and smashing them.
Oh no, I'm really annoyed. Sorry. fuck the podcast.
Wait, so you had this audition?
I had an audition for a TV show, doing stand-up on a TV show, and I was on with my friend Larry Dean, and he was like, oh, you know, you do that joke. I've got this joke about being quite camp, so I felt like I had to come in to my parents rather than come out, to come in, like tell them I'm not gay. Yeah. So that's the idea of the joke, right? And he's got a similar joke, and he goes, are you going to do that tonight? And I said, yeah. And he goes, would you mind not? Because I'm going to do this whole sort of 5 minute bit about it. It's like my whole thing.
So you went, don't worry, I've got a really good one about a supermarket.
Yeah, exactly. So I then said, oh, it's fine, I won't do it. So I didn't do it. And then when he went on and did his audition, when he said the come in joke, he got like a fucking like round of applause.
No.
And I was in the wings like,
you've taken it from me.
You have stolen that.
Oh, no.
He didn't steal it. He didn't. No, he didn't steal it.
How does the joke go?
It's just that. It's just the fact that I was camp when I was growing up. So I was the only one of my mates who had to come into their parents. And then it's just about my dad bet 50 quid I was gay to my uncle. It's got to give him 50 quid. I've not done it very well. That's the idea.
Yeah, woo! Yeah. Dom Lucy, everyone!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
On tour in January. You want to see more of that?
But I think the biggest respect that I have for stand-up comedians is, as you said, this is actually true, but the
endless respect
I have is the fact that, as you said, you have to. You're 2 years of being bad. Mm. You keep going. You're bombing.
It's a lot more.
Someone's a lot more.
Some, right? It's forever.
Yeah, forever. Yeah, exactly. You're just not funny, and you just keep doing it. But also the fact that you are bombing all the time. You're not really making that much money because you're going around pubs and just picking up whatever you can.
Yeah.
But you do it. Why do you do it? Because you love the being on stage. You love your content. You love being funny. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Really, I think it's quite. It's a weird.
Chicks.
Thing, it's girls and drugs is what it is.
It's all the free coke that I get to do.
It's cocaine.
You go into the bathroom, scrape it off the loo afterwards and put it into a packet.
Some Tupperware boxes.
I actually have a, not that I
what?
You've got a good coke store. This will be good.
I don't do drugs.
Keep rolling.
No, but my friend, we were in a restaurant in London and he came back from the loo and went, oh, I feel a little bit weird. And I went, we're in a group of friends and I went, well, what's happened? And when I went into the loo and there was this white powder on the top, so I turned into line and snorted it.
What the fuck?
You're mental. And he had to go home. He had to go home because he felt
what?
Too weird.
Who the fuck is that?
Cool, I can't say. What's his name?
It was probably Drano or something.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Have another friend. Actually, I was on holiday
who
with just
fuck look. Sees a powder and goes, what's that? I'll snort it.
Yeah, I'll put it into my head.
I'll put it in my body to find out what it is.
Yeah. I won't get intestine. I'll just chuck it in my head.
Do it. Yeah. Have you heard that? I don't remember who's... I'm going to... tell a story, but I can't remember who's it. Some comedian tells this really funny story about when he was younger and he was wanking in his room and he was sitting on his like a desk chair and he fell backwards on the chair and hit his head, so passed out, right? So he's passed out with his trousers around his ankles and fallen on the TV in his bedroom, right? And he wakes up about 3 hours later in bed in his pyjamas with a note next to him that says, our little secret mum. And they've never spoken about it. They've never mentioned it.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine your mum walking in and you're passed out with porn with your trousers around your ankles?
My poor sister, who lives, she's in Bali at the moment. I just went and saw her.
Doesn't sound that poor.
No, she's in Bali.
He's having a tough time.
Yeah.
Click the link in the donation.
Yeah, GoFundMe page for my sister. And she
wants a kayaking trip tomorrow that's £10 too much.
But she basically, I met her boyfriend out there, this Balinese guy. He was, to be honest, he was just a boring, he didn't say anything. So she found out, so I met this guy. Anyway, the day later, she phoned me up. Mm. Said really out saying I had to just break up with my boyfriend because I just read through his phone because he was being a bit shifty, and I just saw literally texts of like 40 different women. It's not funny. 40 different women that he was messaging, going like all these kind of things.
40
And I went, God, what did they say? He said, oh God, one of them he's not even met. He said he has feelings for her. And the other one, I was like, well, he goes, the other one he had sent a picture of my vibrator saying, can't wait to use this on you. My sister was like, what the fuck?
Who was this guy?
Some guy from Lombok. I don't know. Oh, right.
Guy.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Amazing.
Oh, God. Hey,
that's so funny.
Hey, Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy, because we're waiting at bated breath.
Well,
oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So, Tom, what did you say again?
I said summer, but now I've heard your answer, I think you're right.
Okay.
Well, actually, the question was, what season do children grow the fastest in? Which is good to know. The answer is actually spring. You're both wrong.
Why is it spring?
Spring.
Why spring?
Something to do with Easter, is it?
Don't know.
Oh, spring in your step? Maybe that's
No, I don't.
That's a good, yeah. Yeah, that's
got
what
a spring in your step.
Well, I mean, maybe that makes
you don't
me
know.
Bouncy. No, I don't know why. But
what?
That's true. It's a fascinating fact.
Well, you don't know why, but you just you can't. There's got to be an answer.
Well, if I were to hazard
a guess, how do we know you're not lying?
If I were to hazard a guess, I would say that.
I know why.
The seasonal circadian rhythms allow us to.
Of course, you're going to grow that much because you're older for the year. So, if you're born in August,
all children growing.
No, but if you're born in August,
but yeah. People are born at different
because
days.
Because
people
elder,
are
yeah.
born at different days of the year. Oh, because everyone's born in August.
That was so mental of me. All right, Franz. Hey,
I really want to know why.
All right, well, I'll tell you when you come back on this podcast.
Text me.
Yeah,
I will. Text me. Hey, Franz, also, Tom, we like to read our diaries. Now,
sure, yeah.
This week I don't have my diary, but Francis, you have your diary.
I've got a bit of a diary.
But you've got a little diary?
Just a few days that I kept last week.
It's on your phone. Why don't you have a book?
Oh, I do, but I
are you just going to read your Google Calendar out? Yeah. Monday I had lunch with...
with my side...
Lance Corporal.
Medic!
All right, you ready? It's actually... Yeah, it's okay. It's nothing to write home about.
Yeah, well, I'm excited.
I can't wait. Yeah, yeah, really teared up for us. Yeah. All the listeners have just gone, oh, fuck it, I'll see you later.
Buzzing for this.
Yeah.
Monday. Dear Diary, Katie asked me an interesting question this morning. If I were a fruit, what kind of fruit would I be? I am a fruit, I joked. No, seriously, she said.
What the fuck is that?
Clearly it was a query of some seriousness, so I gave it the requisite consideration and responded, I would probably be a lychee. Katie,
is Katie your doctor?
Katie's my girlfriend. Katie looked at me perplexed. Why a lychee, she said. Well, I guess because sometimes I can be prickly.
What is that?
But when
that
you
is mental.
Yeah.
But when you break
the diary
through...
of a serial killer.
But when you break through my tough exterior...
Oh, God.
I'm actually really exotic.
What would happen if we broke through your tough exterior?
And juicy.
He said, as he pulled out a hammer.
And somewhere buried deep within me is a slippery pip.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Tuesday.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that was the whole of Monday.
Yeah.
Did you do anything else?
Oh, no, she said, I see, and we both carried on our business. Tuesday. Dear Diary, I've been wondering whether anyone has given thought to what constitutes a healthy work-life balance for working guide dogs. The service is most noble, but do they ever get time to run and play or chase a ball? Or is it just work, work, work? Do you not wonder that?
That is a good question, actually.
Yeah. Have
you got that is a good question.
Well, I don't know.
I think they work shifts.
Because, but they don't.
17-hour shifts.
Whenever I see one, I just think, do you ever get a chance to
when their owner probably is asleep, they'll probably go out.
But Francis has become really sort of empathetic towards dogs recently. I've noticed
recently? Well, I've always been empathetic towards
dogs. No, I know you love dogs. I know you do love dogs and you love animals. But you've recently become more empathetic towards...
To working guide dogs.
No, you just seem to love dogs more recently.
No, I've always loved... Original dog lover.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, you are.
No, but I look after dogs.
Do the owners know you're doing that?
No, all dogs.
Stray dogs.
All dogs. Stray dogs sometimes, yeah.
Okay, great.
I used to have a dog down in Ghana, but...
Have we got a Wednesday?
Ghana?
I used to work in Ghana.
Oh, don't. It's like a bomb going off. Don't even let him start it. Let's just move on. He used to live in Ghana for a bit.
Oh, okay.
For a long time. Last day is Wednesday, so I didn't finish the week.
Like, he said, oh, guys, it's just a bit depressing this day.
I noticed that Casper Lee, a guest of the podcast, an all-round good guy, is now going out with his number one fan who came to meet him at a meet and greet.
I saw that too.
First, I wondered whether...
We're not dating, me and Casper. That's news to me. Right, sorry, go on.
At first, I wondered whether going out with your number one fan is an optimal dynamic for a relationship. But then when you consider the opposite scenario, going out with someone who is just not a fan of you at all and hates your work.
Hates your work? I hate your work.
Probably not ideal. Casper's relationship is probably actually pretty smart. That's the end.
Great. Fantastic.
There we go. Oh, brilliant.
If you were affected by any of that, feel free to email the show.
Yeah, don't forget.
If you know any working guide dogs, we'd love to know if they actually get some time off.
And also... Yeah,
and that was Thought for the Day.
Yeah, and
also... Corporal Bull.
And also, if you want to go and visit my sister's GoFund page and really help her out in Bali.
Or just visit his sister.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, man. Dude, Tom Lucy... Thank
she
you.
Has a dildo, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a vibrator.
Wow. I actually want to meet the guy. He sounds like a good laugh. Yeah. Go out with him. He takes the dildo out with him.
Yeah. I'm going to use this on you.
Hey, Tom Lucy, buddy. Are you going to cut me off again?
No.
Dude, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Honestly,
what
man.
A pleasure.
We know it's been
really funny.
It's been really
it's a good one.
Freaking funny.
Dude, better than Reese.
Better than Reese.
Reese can fuck off.
Yeah, I don't like Reese anymore.
Yeah, if you're watching Reese.
This is a podcast, mate.
If you're listening, Reese.
But
I don't know where I am.
But dude,
if you're watching.
You're going on tour, right?
I am. It's not been
supporting
announced
us. Yeah.
Support, you're going on the 8th of November.
Yeah, I'm doing a tour of Clapham, Stockwell,
Shoreditch.
Clerkenwell, Farringdon.
Do comedians do London tours?
What do you mean, just tours around London?
Yeah.
No.
That would
really.
Be a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Of course they don't do that. Why would they do tours around London?
Be easy.
No, they don't. But listen, you're going on tour probably in January, right? Or next year?
Yeah, February, I think, yeah.
February, Tom Lucy, check it out. Also, you're on Instagram, Tom James Lucy.
Yeah.
Give him a follow.
Give him a follow if you fancy.
Genuinely buzzing about that.
Yeah. Have you had a fun time?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been my favourite thing I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're joking.
It's really fun. Normally when... Because comedians get asked to do a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
It's a really fun one.
Shit, man. That means a hell of a lot.
That does. That's why we do it.
We haven't talked about normal things like... I normally get asked all the same questions.
Yeah,
we've talked about weird stuff.
Just magic!
It's called being unprepared.
It's just no format. But dude, what we like to do at the end of every single episode is we ask our guests to leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Anything?
Yeah, that's why I wave my hands in the air.
You're like a director.
It's your go now.
Something inspirational. Well, if you're going to do a speech at a primary school, leave all... weapons at home, and that's come straight from the top.
Hi guys, we'll see you next week. Love you so much, Tom Lucy. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you.
Check you out later. Bye guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.